I love Hollywood, and I love movies. But sometimes, it's like asking a plumber to tell you about interstellar space. They don't always know what they're talking about, but they make great entertainment. So I was wondering, in the post-Easter season, in our liturgical life, we often quote the book of Revelation, which throughout the year is rarely quoted. In fact, the hymn to the Blessed Mother says, shine forth, O New Jerusalem, for the glory of the Lord is upon you. Svitesha, svitesha, Novi Yerusaleme. We speak about the heavenly Jerusalem. Why? Because the last two chapters of the book of Revelation, chapters 21 and 22, is a happy ending. The Bible should be read not as a history book, not as a science book, but as a love story. The medieval scientists used to say, the Bible doesn't teach us how the heavens go, but how to go to heaven. And so, when you read from the book of Genesis, from the first story of creation, when everything is done, what does God say? It is good. And when the angel appears to Mary, what does the angel say? In Greek, chaire, rejoice. Bohorodice divo raduisha. He doesn't just say hail. He says rejoice, be happy. When the angel in the tomb proclaims the resurrection, what does the angel say? Peace, do not be afraid. When Jesus gets up from the tomb, what does he say? Mirvam. That's why in the liturgy, the priest blesses you so many times. A peace which the world cannot take. Not simply the absence of conflict, but a deep contentment and belief that my life is on track and my life is in the hand of God. And in chapter 21, what does the book of Revelation, which is often portrayed in Hollywood movies as what? Armageddon, the Antichrist, Damien, destruction. And it's really a love story where God conquers everything. And at the end, in chapter 21, it says, he shall wipe away every tear from your eye. The creator of the universe cares about the tears that you shed. When we were young, how often did our mother take her finger and wipe away our tear? That's why the book of Revelation for Christians is not about death and destruction and the end of the world. It is about the victory of a loving God who in Genesis said it was good, who through the angel said to Mary, rejoice because you have found favor in God. The Hail Mary is the prayer of the angelic voices and God saying to us, I got your back. I'm taking care of you. And at the end, the love story where the New Jerusalem is like a bride vested in glorious robes, coming to the bridegroom, the Savior, and he takes his finger and he wipes away our tears and he says, I told you I loved you. I would never forget about you. Welcome home. That's how we read the scriptures, not as a history book, not as a science book, not as a curiosity where we try to determine what will happen next, but as a love story and a song that says, I will not forget about you. In the Christian theology, God has no opposite. Evil or the devil is not the opposite of God. God is unique. There is no battle that will be fought as if we don't know the winner. We know who's going to win. We know who has already won. That's why we sing Christos Voskres, Christ is risen, so many times. May you read the scriptures as a love story and God's ode of joy to us and confirm, may he confirm the faith in you. He has not forgotten you. Every tear of yours is important, and every smile makes him happy. Christos Voskres.